Accession number 30655, Mr. Clive Sutton, Real 10. Now, what were you going to do when you get back into civilian life? Do you see what I mean? I mean, you've been in the army for nearly, well, for 2 years. And I don't know, what were you planning to do?
Well, my father had a good business insofar as the prospects were really good. I as a family, we had a lot of faith in it, and we'd had a lot of problems after the war because we couldn't get materials. We'd been called up and things like that. But we were all back together. And to be honest, I thought we were going to make our fortune. So did we all. And in fact, so I went back with my, in the family business.
So just rejoined it?
Yeah.
Because that's what you'd done before you went in, wasn't it?
Sure, yeah. And my brother, I don't know, he was disillusioned after a while. And he actually manufactured an argument and left. And I stayed with it for 25 years. And my parents retired. And we hit that really bad spell in the 70s. And I had to take on a new lease for the factory. And it was so massively increased, I just couldn't make it pay. If I only, the banks were useless. They did not do a thing for us, and we'd been with them for 35 years.
But that was 25. I was basically, you see, that's what you did when you came out, and that's what you did for the rest of the time. Now, what about your TA commitment? Tell me about that. What did it involve?
We had to go for a 2 week camp, and go in the evening.
Now, which TA unit were you attached to?
I was with the Honourable Artillery Company, which is the one that I'd been as a cadet, Army cadet.
Where was it based?
In Armory House, City.
Still the same place?
Yeah.
And tell me about the drill nights. What were they like?
Well, we'd look at guns and things like this. I can't remember them being particularly. We had lectures, I think.
What artillery guns?
The 25-pounder, things like that.
They weren't using as REMI then, or light aid detachment.
No, yes they were, because when we went away to camp, we were their LAD, and we did the same thing, jeeps and whatever vehicles needed to be done. And I also, it was strange because the HAC, our Honourable Artillery Company, have got strong links with the Horse Artillery, Royal Horse Artillery. And they had known them during the war, and they knew my Sergeant Draper. And this was the senior ranks, these were Sergeant Mays and that. And they said, Ted Draper, they said, one of the most bravest people you've come across. He said, he pulled me out, he said, I was wounded, he drove a truck out in front of the tanks. He said, and picked me up and brought me in. And he said he did so many things out there. And most of them, actually, the Third Auto Artillery, had married, the senior ranks had married German girls.
So you did, what was the summer camp like then?
Well, we were on Salisbury Plain, and the actual HAC themselves are toffee-nosed clerks from, not clerks possibly, but they're from the cities. Ted Heath at one time was Colonel-in-Chief, Colonel Commandant, I think they might call it. The Queen is Captain-General, and they kind of drove around in armoured cars and things with their standing up with their goggles around their neck and it's like Rommel, but it was a good camp.
And what did you do?
Well, we just did any repairs that came up. You know, one day I had to go to right across Salisbury Plain to a tyre dump with our officer and pick up tyres. And it was quite interesting because he was telling me something about the stones at
Now, did you stay in them? I mean, you had to do 2 years, didn't you? But you could stay. A lot of people did, and a lot of people didn't.
You could stay, but I was transferred to the AER, I think it was.
What's the AER?
I don't know. I can't remember.
When was that?
after a couple of years, I only recall doing one camp, and that was an interesting camp. It was quite good.
With the AER?
No, that was with the TA. But I did. I remember. We did. I did quite a few rallies with them, with the.
Eight.
Yeah. Okay. The TA camp was, we'd go out and repair anything that went wrong, which is how I got in conversation about Ted Draper, because it was their vehicles I was working on. We'd have a big booze up at the end of the camp. But also within the TA, and this is why I was in the TA, we used to do rallies at weekends. I think we did a weekend camp somewhere, but I can't remember.
What are these weekend rallies?
It'd be a proper rally with several vehicles, and we'd be map reading, and we'd go down to the coast somewhere and through the night. And that's as much as I remember about them, really. You know, map reading and driving.
But you didn't stay with them?
No, my brother did. He stayed with them for about 20-odd years.
Now, are you a member of any regimental associations, you know, of any sort?
No.
Why not? I mean, because a lot of people are.
Remy's not like this. Remy's all, by and large, it's individual individual postings. And we don't have a corporate being. Like, a regiment is, I mean, the 3rd Royal Horse Artillery, they were the regiment. And they were fine, you know, and they were happy.
But you didn't join their association?
I don't know that I was qualified. You know.
And what about the Korean War veterans? Ever thought of joining them? Or?
Well, I didn't think I would be eligible because the war was numbers. But I have thought. Ted talked about it. Give me a magazine.
Ted Hill, is, yeah.
Ted, you know.
Now, what about? Have you ever thought of going back to Korea or Egypt or East Cyprus?
I've been back to Cyprus. I've been back to Egypt briefly. I'd love to go back to Korea. I really like that because I cannot believe the difference. I've seen programs about it, and the advance in technology and roads, and it just wasn't there when I was there. It was such a primitive country. But apparently, one of them said they had 8 universities before the war, so I mean, they must have been pretty, pretty clever people, you know.
Thank you very much.